These are slaves. These are our two slaves. And if you know a little bit about Racine's history, Racine was very instrumental in the Underground Railroad. There is a man buried in here by the name of A.P. Dutton, who was a captain on the Great Lakes. And it was said of him that he shipped as much grain as he did slaves. He knew all of the captains on the Great Lakes that would take the slaves from here, put them on the ship, and get them into Canada where there was no slavery. They were free. This here's George and Martha Sublette. And it was said that George was a man who towered amongst men. Now, when George first came here, slavery was still in the South. It was not in the North. So he thought he could live here. Unfortunately, he was captured by bounty hunters and brought back to the plantation that he was a slave at. It was down there that he met Martha, his wife. And again, they both escaped. They came north. And by that time, Abraham Lincoln had signed the Emancipation Proclamation. Yes, that's great. And they lived out their lives as ordinary people here. However, again, it was said that George was a man who towered amongst men. When George died, he was 6 feet 9 inches tall. So you could stand on one end of Main Street, look on the other end of Main Street, and say hi to George, because the average height was only 5'6", and he towered amongst men. Another slave story. Does anybody know the story about Joshua Glover? Joshua was a slave. He was captured and put in the Racine County Jail. And this upset a bunch of people, and they were gonna hatch a plan to go into that jail and bust him out and send him back to his slave master. Well, some citizens in Racine got wind of that, and they moved him to the Milwaukee County Jail. Okay, well, somebody found out about that and kind of went up and blew up the Milwaukee County Jail and put Joshua on a boat and sent him off to Canada. So the point is we were so adamant. We did not like slavery, that we were part of that Underground Railroad. We helped set people free. That's how important Racine is to history way back then.